In today's show, Bitcoin enters 26,000 paradise as the Bitcoin price approaches 2-month lows. And breaking news just in, people can now buy Bitcoin at over 45,000 retail outlets and banks across Mexico through Azteco, Bitcoin vouchers. And check this out, exactly 3 years ago today, the third Bitcoin halving cut the Bitcoin block reward to 6.25 BTC, a small reminder that the world's most valuable money is only designed to get more scarce. Plan accordingly. Amen. And quoting Max Keiser from back in 2013, the number one driver of Bitcoin adoption has always been bank failures. That's right. Also in today's show, Texas votes to add crypto to their state's Bill of Rights, as well as Florida Governor DeSantis signs a CBDC bill into law restricting some uses of the United States and foreign CBDCs. Also in today's show, banking meltdown is driving a stampede of smart money to Bitcoin, says MicroStrategy's fearless leader, Michael Saylor. Also in today's show, veteran trader Peter Brandt issues a Bitcoin warning as another analyst predicts an incoming short squeeze. While also be discussing, here's when the Bitcoin price can break all-time highs based on history. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. Special time slot today at 5 p.m. Eastern. So I appreciate each and every one of your support. Today is May 12th, 2023. I'm your host JV and this is pod episode number 1279. Let's get ready to rumble, shall we? Checking out the market watch here. We can see the Bitcoin price action in the red, down almost 2% for the day, but maintaining above 26,500. A few moments ago, we hit a low of around 26,000. We have Ether at roughly 1,800, down barely in the red for the day. Solana and XRP are actually in the green. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com. The crypto market cap bouncing with extreme volatility, now back above 1.1 trillion, with about 40 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 46.1%, and the Ether dominance on a climb like, whoa, at 19.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours. Lido Dow up 15%, trading at $1.89, followed by the infamous Pepe up 13%, followed by Optimism up 8%, trading at $1.65. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, not much, only a handful as the majority of the alts are correcting. You can see Pepe still down 23% for the week, Hex down about 25%, and not looking so bright for the alts. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, as you can see here, we're currently rated a 49 neutral, yesterday a 52, last week a 61, and last month a 65 in greed. So there you have it. Make some noise in the live chat. How many of you are taking advantage of this current Bitcoin dip? Holla at your boy. Now for some Bitcoin technical analysis. Let's check out the charts. Bitcoin neared the 2-month lows today amid fears that a head and shoulders pattern would put the bears ahead. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin 1-hour candle chart. Now data from Cointelegraph and TradingView showed Bitcoin reaching 26.1 on Bitstamp, its lowest since March 17th. And despite the encouraging macroeconomic conditions for risk assets, Bitcoin failed to capitalize on the potential for gains as bid liquidity headed lower. Welcome to Paradise, an on-chain monitoring resource material indicator shared. A chart uploaded to Twitter the day before showed principal buy support now at around 25,750, with Bitcoin eating the liquidity higher overnight. And checking out the daily time frames, concerns among market participants thus focused on whether the pair would now stay lower after three local tops. This head and shoulders pattern is now clearly visible on the chart, which would create a negative precedent should it confirm. We simply cannot let the Bitcoin head and shoulders crowd win, said TED Talks Macro. And he also said that back above 27,000, things will get very interesting. And then we have Trader Mustache, meanwhile, showed that it was already time for the key 200-week moving average to receive a retest. Quoting him here on Crypto Twitter, Bitcoin currently testing the moving average 200 on the weekly. This line marked the bottom in 2015, 2019, and 2020. And at the same time, Bitcoin's testing the middle line in the Gaussian channel. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, fam. This is really strong support and make it or break it level, in my opinion. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And quoting Milky Bull, Bitcoin repeating the same path. 25,000 seems to be the logical level. Everyone tends to spam the buy button, anticipating rocket ship to the moon. And now, quoting Jelle, another analyst, Bitcoin nuke straight through support. Next major zone of interest is 24 to 25. RSI is failing to push it into the extremes, suggesting sellers are getting exhausted. One last stab into 25,000. That gets quickly bought up. Would make sense. Now let's discuss longs get boldered as Bitcoin price sinks. I think there was over 100 million in liquidations. Quoting Philip Swift here from this morning, I'm not convinced we have a major correction coming on this Bitcoin move down. Near term though, it is interesting to note that the long short ratio has been climbing as the price continue to trend down. And also additional data from CoinGlass put the long short ratio at 58.7% long at the time of this report. So there you have it. And as I shared in the intro, breaking news from Mexico, people can now buy Bitcoin at over 45,000 retail outlets and banks across Mexico through the Azteco Bitcoin vouchers. And how cool that exactly 3 years ago today, the third halving cut the Bitcoin block reward to 6.25 BTC. And welcome to each and every one of you tuning in the live chat. How's it going this evening? I think it's awesome to go live and switch it up every once in a while because we can tap into a new audience. How many of you are on the other side of the world and don't have to stay up to like 2 a.m. to catch the live show, if you know what I mean? But anyways, let's discuss this Texas Bill of Rights. This is actually pretty cool and good news for Bitcoiners. Texas legislators have voted a large margin to amend the state's Bill of Rights and add a provision recognizing the rights of individuals to possess, retain, and utilize digital currencies. The decision was made Wednesday, May 10th. Let's go. Bill HJR 146, introduced by State Representative Giovanni, declares that individuals have the right to use a medium of exchange that is mutually agreed upon, which includes digital currencies, cash, coin, bullion, or scrip, for trading and contracting goods and services, and that this right cannot be violated. The document received up to 139 votes in favor and only 2 against it, and it includes a statement that no government shall prohibit or hinder the ownership or holding of any form or quantity of money or other currency. The Texas Bill of Rights safeguards essential liberties like freedom of speech, religion, and press, similar to the U.S. Bill of Rights. However, it also includes specific clauses pertaining to Texas, such as the right to a prompt trial and the right to process and carry weapons for self-defense. And should it pass and become law, the recent amendment will additionally grant Texans the privilege to employ digital currencies such as Bitcoin. Now, Tom Glass, who established the Texas Constitutional Enforcement Group, remarked on Thursday, May 11th, that there is one more House vote on HJR 146. Then it goes to the Senate and a vote of the people. So shout out to Tom Glass. In his explanation of the bill, Glass stated that its aim is to leverage the inclusion of the right to own, hold, and use digital currencies in the Texas Bill of Rights to make a legal argument in the federal judiciary. This argument would invoke the Ninth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which recognizes the existence of natural rights beyond those explicitly listed in the first 8 amendments. And according to the Texas Constitutional Enforcement Group, the inclusion of digital currencies in the Texas Bill of Rights is crucial to the safeguards Texans' financial privacy. That's right. They stated that the use of alternative currencies is necessary to protect the wealth that Texans have worked hard to accumulate from being eroded by an unstable dollar. And the group also emphasized that Texans should not be forced to rely solely on the services of global financial elites, as it would put all other financial assets at risk of devaluation and confiscation. So there you have it. Bitcoin game theory in full effect. Mass adoption. Let's freaking go. And now let's discuss what's happening in Florida with Ron DeSantis signing this bill ultimately to prohibit CBDCs. That's right. Florida Governor DeSantis signed a bill restricting the use of central bank digital currencies in the state. According to local news sources, the governor urged the lawmakers in March to draft the bill. The new law prohibits the use of United States federal CBDC as money within Florida's Uniform Commercial Code. It also bans the use of CBDCs issued by foreign governments. That's what's up. And calls on other non-state or other states to use their commercial codes to institute similar prohibitions. That's what's up. Domino effect. Let's go. At the signing ceremony for the bill, DeSantis said he was spurred into action by U.S. President Sleepy Joe Biden. His administration studies of the new financial technology. The U.S. does not have a CBDC, and there is no current plans to introduce one. So much respect for DeSantis, quitting him here. I don't think they would have done that if they don't intend on implementing this, he said. Were a USDBDC to be issued, it would be a massive transfer of power from consumers to the central authority. DeSantis also saw the potential introduction of a CBDC as a threat to cryptocurrency, as he shares here. I think they want to crowd out and eliminate other types of digital assets like crypto because they can't control that, so they don't like it. Well, in particular, you can't control Bitcoin because it's incorruptible and the code cannot be changed. Gotta love that, right? The bill the governor signed introduced changes to the state's currency commercial code. You started to have a moment among the states to actually add CBDC to their uniform commercial codes, and this is something that was pushed by a lot of powers that said, in an apparent reference to the proposed Article 12 of the UCC, now before the legislators, DeSantis added, we looked at and said, we are not going to add CBDCs to our commercial code, but we also said we need to add protections to Floridians against this, and also we'll put it in the Uniform Commercial Code that CBDC is something we don't recognize. The Uniform Law Commission has taken pains to dispel the idea that it's encouraging the adoption of a CBDC, even recently issuing a clarification of its position, quoting them here, this bill stipulates the transactions involving CBDCs won't be afforded the usual UCC protections, potentially dissuading entities or individuals from engaging in such transactions with CBDCs. That's what's up. Just say no to CBDCs. But guess what? The antidote to CBDCs? Let me know in the comments below. You should know. So holla. And now for our next story of the day, let's discuss the latest with Michael Saylor, as there was a recent interview and he shared a lot of gold nuggets, and he says a banking meltdown is driving a stampede of smart money into the king crypto. Shout out to the Giga Chad. MicroStrategy founder and executive chairman Michael Saylor believes that the banking crisis is a net positive for the king crypto. Saylor says in a new interview on the David Lynn Report that the flagship crypto asset is attracting the smart money amid a currency and banking crisis. Quoting Saylor here, the meltdown in banks and the meltdown of currencies is driving a stampede of smart money to Bitcoin, and according to the MicroStrategy executive, the loss of confidence in the existing monetary system is what is making commodity money such as gold and Bitcoin attractive. Quoting him again, if you lose confidence in the currency and banks, then you lose confidence in fiat currency as money, and therefore the money is dying. It's obviously dying in Venezuela. It's obviously dying in Argentina, but it's dying everywhere in the world, even in the US and in the Western Europe. So when you lose confidence in the money, then you start thinking about commodity monies. If I can't trust the bank, if I can't move the money cross border, and if the currency is losing value every year or every month, then I start thinking about commodity monies. And per Saylor, Bitcoin is perfectly suited as commodity money compared to gold and other commodities. Quoting him here, all the other forms of commodity money, they're not fast. They are expensive to maintain. They are physical. They're fragile. They are non-fungible. The fees are exorbitant. So if the world's struggling for a solution to commodity money, Bitcoin is the king commodity. It is better than every other physical commodity because it's digital, which means I can carry it on the palm of my hand and try carrying 125,000 barrels of oil in the palm of your hand. And it's also better than every other commodity because it's scarce. If the price of oil goes up by a factor of 10, if the price of gold goes up by a factor of 10, and if the price of anything goes up by a factor of 10, the collective intelligence of 8 billion people produce more of it. But Bitcoin is one thing you can't produce more of. So Bitcoin is the apex money. That's right. And to watch this video with Michael Saylor entitled Money is Dying, check the show notes below the video in the description. And again, welcome to everyone just tuning in. You caught me in my jersey today. I think I'm going to go ball after today's episode. But nonetheless, fam, now let's dive into our next story of the day, discuss this Bitcoin short squeeze, followed by an all-time high Bitcoin price prediction by Invest Answers, and then we'll wrap up the show with some live Q&A, shall we? Here we go. Let's get it. Legendary trader Peter Brandt is warning that the king crypto is forming a pattern that can spell trouble for the king crypto. Brandt tells his 700,000 Twitter followers the price of Bitcoin appears to be forming a textbook head and shoulder pattern. A head and shoulders pattern is used in technical analysis, aka astrology for men, as an indicator of a bullish to bearish trend reversal. Quoting him here, a head and shoulders should be taken seriously if it is completed. BTC. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. However, closely follows synonymous crypto analyst Immortal, tells his 200,000 followers he believes Bitcoin's latest dip may have all the makings of a short squeeze. Oh no. A short squeeze happens when traders who borrow an asset at a certain price in hopes of selling it for lower to pocket the difference are forced to buy back the assets they borrowed as momentum moves against them, triggering further rallies. Quoting the analyst here, good ingredients for a short squeeze: price at the range low, open interest up and price down. But remember, buyers need to step in to force the sellers to start closing their positions. And Immortal is also predicting the Bitcoin price action for the next few years. He believes a bull market will start in the third quarter of next year. Quoting him here, 2022 bear market down only, 2023 sideways and mid-cycle rally, 2024 quarter one and two sideways, 2024 quarter three and four start of the bull market, and then 2025 bull market up only. And for the remainder of 2023, Immortal lays out a number of more detailed scenarios in a Twitter thread, but the one he believes is most likely to occur is Bitcoin retesting that 25,000 level following a similar 2016 pattern. Quoting him again, local top is in, 25,000 retest plus sustained demand plus consolidation above 29,000. Boring third quarter and volatility in quarter four, similar to the 2016 price action. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that analyst. And now let's dive into our final story of the day and discuss a new all-time high prediction for the King Crypto. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So here we go. Wiley followed crypto strategist predicts that Bitcoin price will reach a new all-time high in the next 18 months. The anonymous host of Invest Answers tells his 500,000 YouTube subs Bitcoin may print the new high in June of 2024. According to the trader, his estimate is based on the average time it took during the prior cycles for Bitcoin to recover after reaching all-time highs and then collapsing. Using that timeline, he says there are 415 days before Bitcoin will reach a new all-time high during the current cycle. He also warns of price volatility before the next all-time high, since during the prior cycle, Bitcoin retested the lows. Quoting him again, the last two Bitcoin cycles each took around 3 years to return to their previous all-time highs. Not bad. Currently, we're halfway through that period. Ladies and gentlemen, in both previous cycles, saw price action that retested the market bottoms, and it is therefore best to prepare for a similar scenario playing out, especially considering the current macro headwinds. What's really interesting is if you look at where we are now, that yellow line, we're at 545 days, and if you take advantage of all those three previous cycles, we have about 415 days to go to reach a new all-time high. If history repeats and if these averages work, not a guarantee. And according to the trader, Bitcoin's performing stronger during the current cycle when compared to the previous ones, quoting him again. But I see a lot of things that are different this time around. One, we're getting higher, faster. Bitcoin's performing faster. And number two, we have a lot of headwinds, yes, but we also have other tailwinds like the banking crisis that are really making people understand what a store value is. So this could be exciting. And of course, 415 days to a new all-time high will be June 27, 2024, by my calculations, a little over a year from now. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree. A new all-time high eclipsing $70,000 by June 27, 2024, approximately a year away. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and to watch this video. Also, just check the comments right below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.